Text numéro 92. US prison populations decline, reflecting new approach to crime. The prison population in the United States dropped in 2012 for the third consecutive year, according to federal statistics released on Thursday, in what criminal justice experts said was the biggest decline in the nation's recent history, signalling a shift away from an almost four-decade policy of mass imprisonment. The number of inmates in state and federal prisons decreased by 1.7%, according to figures released by the Bureau of Justice Statistics in 2011. Although the percentage decline appeared small, the fact that it followed decreases in 2011 and 2010 offers persuasive evidence of what some experts say is a sea change in America's approach to criminal punishment. In recent years, tightened state budgets, plummeting crime rates, changes in sentencing laws and shifts in public opinion have combined to reverse the trend. Experts on prison policy said that the continuing decline appears to be more than a random fluctuation. Changes in state and federal sentencing laws for lower-level offences like those involving drugs have played a central role in the shift, with many states setting up diversion programs for offenders as an alternative to prison. But changing public attitudes are also a major driver behind the declining prison numbers. Dropping crime rates over the last 20 years have reduced public fears and diminished the interest of politicians in running tough-on-crime campaigns. And public polls consistently show that Americans are now more interested in spending money on education and healthcare than on building more prisons. The result has been an unusual bipartisan effort to reduce the nation's reliance on prisons, with groups pushing for lower cost and less punitive solutions than incarceration for nonviolent offenders. Some of the most substantial prison reductions have taken place in conservative states like Texas, which reduced the number of inmates in its prisons by more than 5,000 in 2012. In 2007, when the state faced a lack of 17,000 beds for inmates, the state legislature decided to change its approach to parole violations and provide drug treatment for nonviolent offenders instead of building more prisons. In Arkansas, which reduced its prison population by just over 1,400 inmates in 2012, legislators in 2011 also passed a package of laws softening sentencing guidelines for low-level offenders and steering them to diversion programs. It's a great example of a state that made some deliberate policy choices to say we can actually reduce recidivism and cut our prison group at the same time, an expert said. The co-director of the Stanford Criminal Justice Center said in an interview last year that she thought Americans had gotten the message that locking up a lot of people doesn't necessarily bring public safety. Adapted from the New York Times, July 2013.